Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Thank you for truth. And thank you for allowing us to be here safe with no restrictions. We're not worried about anybody with guns coming in here and trying to strip the truth from us or trying to get us to deny the truth. We just thank you for freedom. We thank you for your joy that has already been lifted during praise and worship. You are so good to us. And we appreciate you. Prep us for this time and this teaching. In Jesus' name we do pray. And God, help me not to be 3 hours. Amen. John 8:32 says, and ye, can you read it with me? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All right, 4 things we're going to try to cover today. If we only cover 2, we'll just pick it back up later. I hope that's okay. All right, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, shall make you free. We see it on the sign out there. Number 1, we're going to cover where should truth live. Number 2, how should we present the truth? All right. What about truth haters? So in other words, people, there are individuals that hate the truth. When is the right time to share the truth? And I am thinking, and I'm believing more and more these days, that maybe what we are learning, I really feel like this is where God has me and has us this time, our time together. And I thought it was for maybe the lost, amen? But perhaps it's for us so we don't, slip out of the faith, or we don't lose heart in the faith, or we don't slip, amen? Or we don't get discouraged with the truth. Does that make sense? So perhaps it's for us, because I am seeing a lot of people around me that are just being discouraged and not holding on to the truth. You lift it up so well. I believe, God, you are my healer. Period. Amen. Either he's a healer or either he's not a healer. Amen. Either he's God or he's not. All right. He is or he ain't. Fat Forest, South Carolina. All right. And so perhaps I believe what God has me is for our circle. You all right? Look at somebody and say, you all right? All right. Are you thinking all right? Are you standing courage? It's tight out here. It's rough out here. Amen. It could be a lot. Amen. And and what we see and what we hear can cause us to kind of waver some. If I be honest. Amen. It can cause us to waver. It could cause us to wake up and ignore the problem solver. Amen. We're looking at problems, but you know, we just want to, I'm just speaking from the heart. Amen. So these 4 things we're going to try to cover today. One more time, just for me, where should truth live? How should we present the truth or represent the truth, represent the truth? What about truth haters? And when is it time to share the truth? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. No, everybody say gnosko. Of course, the applications from last week is to understand the truth, to be intimate with the truth, to be acquainted with the truth, to date the truth. Everybody say truth. We go together. We go together, truth, all right? So know the truth in your levav, in your heart. Everybody point to your heart, all right? We're going to do a lot today, so to keep us awake and keep us alert. All right, kinesthetic learners like me. This is our storage. Truth should be stored right here. Psalm 15:2 says, the one who walks is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth from the heart. Everybody say from the heart. It's from the heart, all right? So speaking the truth from the heart is taking a gentle, you don't have to put this up, Medushi. Speaking the truth from the heart is taking a gentle, jelly back, soft tone, apologetic posture so as not to offend. Is that true? Is that fact or fiction? That is a misconception that speaking the truth from the heart is taking a gentle, jelly-back, soft tone, apologetic posture as to not offend. Truth is confrontational even though it's liberating. Amen. I think Miles Monroe wrote a book about the burden of freedom. All right. We are free, but man, the burden of freedom. Perhaps there's a burden when it comes to truth. Truth is from the heart. It's like saying water is from what? Water from the well, or vegetables or vegetables from a garden. All right. You can speak the truth from your heart. You cannot speak the truth from your heart if there's no truth stored away in your heart. So we just read in Psalm that we should speak the truth from our heart. But perhaps that does not mean speaking the truth in an apologetic, jelly back, I don't want to offend you, but I got to tell you the truth. It's about information being stored in your heart. Truth from your heart. Everybody get your hand up like this and get it with your heart right here. And then just do like this, like you are presenting the truth to somebody. That's from the heart. Truth from the heart. But if there's no truth here, there could be no truth presented from the heart. Amen? Truth from your heart is not about approach. It's about a place where truth should be hoarded. I think a few months ago, I lifted the scripture, your word I have what? Hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. Truth in your heart, speaking the truth from your heart. Where should truth live? And the answer is in your heart. Number two, how should we present the truth? And does truth have a tone? What does truth sound like? I know my voice sounds scratchy. I should have warmed up this morning. Me, 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 me. But I feel good in Jesus. Psalm 15:2. You saying, sir, you just lifted this. How should we present truth? This scripture also talks about how we should present the truth. All right, I want you to look at this one more time. Psalm 15:2 says, the one who walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous. Now we have the authority, we have the right to present the truth from the heart. Because before we present the truth, amen, people don't want to see you spitting out the truth and your life is raggedy. Amen. I'm up here teaching. I was about to say in preaching. But I ain't quite doing that yet. It may be an A flat today. I feel that today. Not. but I must be upright. I must be blameless, not sinless. Everybody say blameless. Not sinless, because we are going to sin every single day. Sins of commission, and sins of omission. All right? But this is a prerequisite for speaking the truth. Matthew 7:5 says, you hypocrite. I'm sorry. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Amen. The truth is the truth. Our psychological state has nothing to do with truth, amen, or the lack of our psychological state. We change, but his truth doesn't change, amen. Amen. That's why truth is objective. If you want to write that down, truth is objective because it is outside of us. It's not subjective, because if we were the subject of truth, or we were the truth, we determine truth, it would change. And that's what we are seeing in the media, in movies. I wish I could show this movie. Maybe I'll send it to some of you guys, but there's a great movie. There's a great clip on YouTube that says, basically, the more you hear something, you start to believe that as the gospel. Amen. The more you hear something, repetition, you start to believe that as the gospel. Meditation is about repetition. Amen. That's why God says we should meditate on his law day and night. Things that are lovely, pure, good report. We should meditate on CNN, Fox News, Jet Magazine, BET, right? If we do, that's going to get a certain experience. Ephesians 4:15 says, instead, how should we present the truth? I really like this because I like the words that are associated with truth and love. Instead, speaking the truth in love. First of all, this scripture is starting with instead. Everybody say instead. We don't normally talk like that, so I got to figure out what's before Ephesians 4:15 in a second. Instead, speaking the truth, read it with me, in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head. That is Christ. If you can write this down, truth in love means truth in agape. Speaking the truth, agape. Agape meaning charity. This is the love that originated from God. So we're speaking the truth in love. It's like a fatherly love God has for humans, seeking the best for others. Speaking the truth in love is, in other words, I'm speaking the truth to you because I want what's best for you, but not my way, but God's way. Everybody say God's way. Speaking the truth in agape, benevolence, affection, brotherly agape. So are we speaking the truth in a brotherly fashion? Amen. But what does that mean? Because me and my brothers, yeah, we bumped heads a lot growing up. Anybody else? You and your siblings, they told you the truth and it was brotherly. But what is the tone of brotherly? Have you ever had to tell your siblings something and they hung up on you? Raise your hand. Y'all really? I thought they said, you know, or they politely said, I'll call you back. Somebody's ringing in. In other words, I can't handle the truth. Perhaps that's the tone of agape. God, the Bible says God does what to who he loves? He what? He chastises. He tells us the truth. And he has an interesting way of getting the truth to us sometimes. Or making us fall off of a horse so we can be exposed to the truth. Amen. Come here, Paul, walk through these doors. That's an interesting way. And of course, agape, delivering the truth, agape, showing affection. I was going to skip this, but I'll still try to keep you guys great on time. I will. But ways to show affection. This is just a nice to know fun fact or something I researched and found that this is just nice. Ways to show affection when presenting the truth, agape, show affection. One, give them your full attention. You need to stop smoking weed, all right? Or you're on the phone, you need to stop smoking weed. Are you giving them your full attention? Number two, anticipate their needs. You know what? I decided to bring this bag of groceries to you because I know you're hungry, and I want to talk to you. Anticipate their needs because they will be more receptive when you meet their needs. Amen? That's why we here at the House of Judah, we serve colleges, college students, and we serve the community the way we do, and we don't necessarily share the gospel. We be the gospel. Amen? We be a living epistle because when they see us being truth and displaying truth, they will trust us. Know their love language. Number three, let them know you're listening. Number five, touch them. Maybe not physically, but maybe phone call, texts. Always make time. Amen. Ways to show affection, make eye contact. Amen. There's at least three people in here that have contacts. Raise your hand. All right, false prophet. Number seven. All right, somebody else want to take this mic? I'm glad I need to be at the comedy zone because at least seven people in here laughing. Now, that's truth. I rebound. Number 8, give them a hug. Y'all, context at the house. We prophesy in part. Ephesians 4:14 says, "There, then we will no longer be infants." What's the tone of truth? What is the tone of truth? We're speaking truth in love, agape, showing affection. But it's amazing, before the scripture we just read in verse 14, it has this tone. We will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Sounds like somebody is ticked off by what's going on around them. What kind of tone does that have? But that's right before the verse that says, speaking the truth in love. So how should we present the truth or the right way when we see nonsense? What will make them listen? Hey, sir, the stove is hot. Don't touch that. And he's 6. Hey, the stove is hot. If you touch that. So you see two different tones, amen? Which one will be appropriate? Which one will they receive? I do not know. Amen? I don't know. I'll let you guys work that out, amen? Ephesians 4:17 says, "So I tell you this," this is after speaking the truth in love, "so I tell you this and insist," everybody say insist. What's the tone of insisting? "So I tell you this, insist." Everybody say insist. "I insist on it in the Lord." How do we insist in the Lord? Insist. Insist. What's the tone of insist? "That you must no longer live as the Gentiles." What's wrong with the Gentiles? So now that's shade at the Gentiles. When I am insisting to you, you should do something or not do something, I'm shading somebody else. How would you feel as a Gentile? For me to speak the truth to you, you have to shade me. Do it, all right, in the futility of their thinking. So there's something wrong with the Gentiles' thinking. All right, y'all okay? Verse 18, read with me so you guys won't go to sleep. It's almost, it's been a long week, hasn't it? Yeah, I get it. I see it in your eyes. Number 18, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance. Woo, look at that tone. That is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Come on, Gentiles. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality. So it sounds like a sensuality is definitely tied to sexual immorality, all right? So as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. Sexual immorality and greed living in the same host. What tone will cause them to change? What tone? That's why we have to have the Spirit of God, because it may take different tones for different people. Amen. Tell the truth in love, agape, brotherly love, insist, compassion. Amen. So it's different tone, different strokes for what? Different folks. Amen. It may sound like judging. They may say, even if you take this tone, "Brother, I love you, but you are dead wrong. Let me bring it down. Let me get some tears. I need some onions. I really love you. And if you're gonna die, man." They will still perhaps say that I am judging. Amen. So sometimes we have to just plant a seed and keep it moving. Amen. To others that we have a relationship with, it may be we meet every single Monday. Amen. And we work this thing out. You cannot make eye contact in 2 seconds, but you can make eye contact in 20 minutes. Amen. Amen. Because the absence of truth is death. And who wants to die? I don't want to die. Amen. I don't want to be on earth living in hell and then go to hell. That's two hells. That's a double negative. Amen. That's I don't want that to be my testimony. Let's lift our hands for 2 seconds and just make this supplication, all right? This lamentation. Say, Lord, continue to draw me closer to your truth. Amen. All right. Because we got it. Zechariah 8:16 says, these are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other, and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Literally courts, of course, and as we in our environment. Galatians 4:16. So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Guys, we are going to make so many enemies, if we have not already, by telling the truth. I am a white woman. Somebody tell me the truth. I give you the permission. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Galatians 4:16. So I have become your enemy by telling you the truth? Absolutely. Amen. Guys, there will be enemies. There will be haters. There will be people that hate truth. Truth is not popular. Truth will get you blocked. Truth will get you removed from social media. Truth will get you canceled. Truth can get you fired from your job. Now, who you gonna trust? And who you gonna call? Ghostbusters? No, I'm just kidding. But truth is confrontational. But guys, there is no sort of truth. There is no kind of truth. There is no if and or buts. There is no remixing the truth. Everybody say truth is truth. Truth is reality. Truth is verity. Truth is in fact. Truth is certainly. God's purpose through Christ. Amen. Needs no remixing. Needs no addition. Truth is truth. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, guard. I said this last week. I lifted this. O Timothy. Everybody say, O Timothy. That's exactly how I said it. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted in you. Avoid irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. Avoid irreverent babbles. Everybody say contradictions. Muse about it. What is a contradiction? What is a contradiction? For there to be a contradiction, that means somebody is wrong. Amen? That means somebody is wrong. There's a dichotomy. And one side of the argument or the presentation is wrong, because the law of non-contradiction, remember this from last week, says no two things can be true at the same time. All right, I'll sum it up like that. That's the law of non-contradiction. There cannot be two things that are opposing, and both of those things are true. So the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:20. Guard the deposit entrusted to you, and run away from irreverent babble and contradictions. Yes, babble is wrong because it does not have a position and it's vague. It may not sound totally wrong, but the Bible says it. God wants us to be what? Hot or cold. Amen. God says you should be hot or cold. And if we are in the middle, what happens? God hates us being in the middle. Amen. There's something in logic called the law of excluded middle. In other words, there is not a third option when it comes to God. We're in 2021, And there are so many options. There's not a third option, all right? Almost finished. Everybody say, there's not a third option. Say it three more times. There is not a third option. Now say this. There is a third option. Say, there is a third option. There's only one way when it comes to God. But we have a lot of options here on earth. We can choose Buddha. Amen. We can choose other gods. We can choose to reject God. So those are options. But God says, Jesus is what? The only way. The truth and the life. Amen. If you want to get to God, you got to go through who? Christ. That's why it's important for Christ, for us to, when Christ reveals himself, when God reveals himself to us, we should submit. Amen. Because that going under is going to cause us to go up. That one action of submission will cause us to reign with him. That's a good spot to clap your hands, because that's many of our testimonies. Just because we've submitted to Christ, it's going to be a nice time in glory. Amen. We're going to eat good. Are we going to eat in glory? I can't remember. I don't really care. But we're going to live good. Amen. I mean, forget gold shoes. Forget red bottoms, because the ground that you walk on is going to be made of what? Gold, all because of submission. Amen. That's almost a good place to stop right now. Amen. Because if you do not know Christ, listen, if that promise is not enough for you to submit to Christ, I don't know what is. Amen. No pain, no sickness, no hurt, no drama. No student loans, amen? No subscription, no car payments, amen? No prescriptions and no subscriptions, amen? No medicine is needed in glory. Y'all ain't clapping. I'm the only one excited. I need cardio this morning. Anybody gonna be excited with me? That's what we have to look forward to, amen? Truth gets us there. Truth gets us there. Truth, it's a fight these days for truth and keeping the truth and making sure we know the truth and preserving the truth and presenting the truth. Amen? Because there's some crazy stuff out here. If one equals one, then most horses have four legs. What? Y'all laughing, and that's how we should laugh. You guys, maybe you're getting better at detecting nonsense. 4 and 7 are friends. Amen? What does that mean? Avoid irreverent babble. Amen? The king of France has red hair. You've probably been reading this. That's not true, because there's no king of France. But technically, it's false, because there's no king. You can't call me a liar. In other words, people are clever to try to trick us and get us into something that will cause us to perish. Amen. They would try to spit knowledge, and man, it can throw us off. It's throwing the next generation off. Don't let empty words throw you off. Let's listen for strange sounds these days and philosophies. Everybody say this loud. Ask questions. Everybody say, ask questions. And when you hear wrong, say it's wrong. You can say it like I just said it, or you can say, ma'am, that's wrong. Sir, that's wrong. Amen. I have a friend of mine that, pray for me, sweets. There's a friend of mine that's expecting, all right? Him and his wife is expecting. Good friend of mine, all right? Since college, amen? And I know some others that are expecting this season. Guys, but his wife, they are some of the healthiest nutrition for a baby is when you breastfeed. Have y'all heard that? Amen. So, but when a woman decides to become a man and identify as a man, now these days it's called chest feeding. So you see how now something that's verity, that's truth, it's not something that we grew up. So you grew up learning that a woman breastfeed biologically, but if she decides to identify as a man, you want to call it chest feeding. You grew up like that. No, that's how God created it. Amen. He created man and a woman to breastfeed, not chest feed. Are y'all praying for me? Because this is truth, and a little claps will not make me feel better, because it doesn't matter of our psychological state. Truth is truth. A woman, born a woman, will forever be a breastfeeder. I don't care what you call it. Amen. And I'm telling you this in love. Amen. But are you guys going to be bold enough to tell somebody that in love? To be able to tell Alpheus, you are not a white woman. 2 Corinthians 4:2 says, we reject shameful deeds. Listen to that tone. Because when you present truth, there's no pretty way to present truth. We reject all, like you're trying to be careful with your words, but guys, I am encouraging us, don't dance around it. Don't tiptoe around it. Is in my family too. Little cousin, you are wrong. No, you are dead wrong. Amen. That's agape. That is agape. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. That's when you present the word of God from your heart, from with good intentions. Everybody say good intentions. Everybody say God intentions. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. Amen. When is the right time? I think this is the last one. When is the right time to share the truth? I will speak through this. It is not our job to refute what they say. It is their job to support what they say, according to Frank Turek. Ask questions while you find the answer. Malaysia, I'm still trying to find the answer. All right. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down. Check out the tone and the timing of this. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the what? Knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. One translation gives the position that it's a inner correction and an outer correction. When we detect something in here, everybody get your hands up like this, like this is your corrector. We're correcting something in here like a check mark, and then we correct something outside of us. So one translation says we demolish arguments. So that's checking outside of us. One translation seems like it's checking, we check on the inside of us. Amen? Because we have to check our thoughts these days. Amen? We have to cast it down. When is the right time to present the truth? Immediately when you see something false. Amen? Immediately. All right? When is the right time to present the truth? I personally choose immediately. The Bible says be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. And I do realize that a serpent is also patient. It may be immediate for me because I believe God is soon to come and we're running out of time. Amen. I just feel like we're running out of time. Amen. We demolish our arguments in every. How do you demolish an argument? How do you demolish something that is false? You have to have your stuff together. Amen. Amen. And every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Check it quick. especially us parents, amen, no six-year-old has any business worrying about sex. I thought somebody was going to clap in this room. Amen. No six-year-old or five-year-old has any business worrying about sex. That was another chance to clap. Amen. I'll wait for you. I thought I was by myself. Why should my four-year-old be worrying about sex? Amen. Amen. That's where we are. Amen. Present the truth as the Spirit leads. Again, don't wait too long. There's already truth, a truth deficit in many hearts. I'm just going to do this little pause here. I'm saying a lot. I'm confronting. Amen. I am speaking the truth even when your lips quiver. Amen. And y'all guys are going to have to do that because it's your seven-figure salary on the line. Amen. Who's going to trust God even when your seven-figure salary is on the line? Amen. I've never seen the who forsaken? The righteous. That's what you have to fall back on. Not even fall back. That's your foundation. Amen. Amen. Y'all all right? It's quiet up in here. It's true for you, but not true for me. You remember this from last week? Alpheus, I get it. That's true for you. It's not true for me. All right? But guys, on the way here, I wanted to get here so bad, I fudged the speed limit a little bit. And I saw somebody get stopped going towards Greenville. I wonder if that guy was going 80 miles per hour. I'm finished. If the cops say, sir, you were going 80 miles per hour. And that is the law. And I am going to have to give you a ticket. That's very dangerous. But then this gentleman says, but officer, that's true for you, but then that's not true for me. Then the officer says, yes, but it is the law. And then the gentleman said, yes, but it's my truth. It is 80 miles per hour for you, but it's 102 miles per hour for me. It's true for you, but it's not true for me. Y'all see the danger in subjectivity when it comes to truth? If we continue on this path in America, buckle your seatbelts. Listen, Linda, buckle up the seatbelts because a godless nation, there is fruit of a godless nation. Amen. Because if it's true that God created the universe and he is sovereign and he's in control of all of this, there is a righteous jealousy connected to God that may be a hard pill to swallow. And he is coming for us. Amen. Buckle your seatbelt. You may stand. I didn't think I was going to end like that today. Remember, truth is not subjective. It is objective. It is outside of us. Amen. It's determined by somebody that's spaceless, timeless, immaterial. And that person, all the evidence leads towards the Christian God, the God of, you know, there's more than one God. Amen. That people respect and worship. Amen. But the Christian God, the God of the Bible, is what people have a lot of issue with. Amen. Because when you say God of the Bible created the heavens and the earth, that is fighting words these days. Amen. Saying I go to church is fighting words these days. Amen. What are we going to do? Do you not know in the country they are trying to find missionaries, Christian pastors, drag them out? At least reports are saying that their life is threatened all because of what? the truth. They are over there spreading the truth. Thank God we don't have that. We don't have that fear. Somebody's going to come to our house and say, "Do you believe in Jesus?" Yes, pow. "Do you believe in Jesus?" Yes, pow. Amen. But then Alpheus is suggesting we take it a step further and present the truth and spread the gospel. That's another level of that's a whole nother level. Amen. And many of us are not doing that, no judgment, because of the repercussions of it. Amen. At least we don't do it everywhere. I'm killing it in here, in these four walls. I seemingly have this boldness, but I'm literally really outside of these four walls because House of Judah has decided to stream this across the world. Amen. On the WWW, World Wide Web. So every time we cut on the stream, it's a risk that I am taking and that you guys in here are taking when this truth is being presented. Amen. But that's why the Bible says, speak the truth to one another. Amen. So we can retain the truth, but so we can also be confident in the faith. We can keep the faith. Amen. Amen. Because everybody don't think like us. And I'm not saying that to sound like cultish, but I am saying that to sound cultish. Amen. Because it is what it is. It's a club. The Christianity is a club. Amen. It is a great integral club. Even though people have distorted it, I know I've been finished. We're just having a heart to heart. Amen. People have misused it, have abused it, mismanaged. There's a group of individuals, if you choose to submit to Christ, it will be well with you. Amen. If you ignore that, it will not be well with you. And that is the truth. And if you want Christ in your heart today, you say, this was tough, sir. I stumbled on this live and it sounded pretty tough, but I actually like when people shoot it straight with me. All you got to do is pray this prayer. You're going to be surprised. Lord, save me in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's how simple it is, all right? If you enjoyed this teaching today, clap your hands. Oh, but when we go out of here, amen, you're going to be reminded somebody's going to be going 50 miles per hour in the 20. You're going to think, well, that must be true for him, but it ain't true for me. And so be reminded of what we've taught for the past 2 weeks. We do plan to continue this journey. And let us be on this journey together to make sure the truth is not leaving us. Amen. That truth is remaining in our hearts, that we may not sin against God. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. God, you are thick up in here today, from praise and worship to this word. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your healing. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for confidence. We thank you for getting rid of depression. We thank you for getting rid of anything that's not like you in our heart. We thank you for giving us the strength to make it the rest of the day. We know for many of us, it's a day to day. It's not a week to week. For many of us, when we close our eyes, it is because of your grace that we got through the day. Lord, heal our hearts. Heal our sadness. Fill the voids. Fill the voids, not with just anything, with your presence, with your word. Give us the energy. Give us the strength to continue to walk the walk, talk the talk, and live this Christian life. Even in hard situations, God. Give us the courage and the strength to be a proud believer, a proud believer, a proud Christian. God, correct us when we need correcting. We will receive it. Shoot straight up the middle, Jesus. We are not one of the ones that will reject you. We are not going to use plausible deniability. We are going to open up the Bible and anticipate your word cutting us from head to toe, because we want to be aligned with the person that created the universe. Thank you for that same spirit that's keeping us safe when we leave here and forever in your care. That same spirit will pay all of our bills. That same spirit will mend relationships. That same spirit will pack this church out. That same spirit will help us know what's next in life. That same Ruach spirit will help us raise our children. That same spirit will give us what to say. In Jesus' name, that we all believe confidently and with a smile, we say amen. We pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Go be great and tell the truth.
Amen.
All right. Love you guys.